95 primary roads are really essentially clear. On primary roads, you might still have a little bit of slush or an ice patch remaining, but conditions are looking, you'll see bare pavement, open travel lanes. On lower volume subdivision streets, residential areas, we do still have some streets to plow. So our crews have been able, with precipitation stopping, they are concentrating on those neighborhoods this week, and so we're able to get more snow off the road today. So if you haven't seen a plow yet, we will be coming to you today, by the end of today.
Well, it was tough yesterday because, and you really had called it a couple days ago, had said that VDOT was really not looking at what happened yesterday as being a snow pushing day, and you really were, but you were dealing with freezing rain, and it would come and it would go and come back, and so you were having to circle around a lot.
We do, you know, we have to make a lot of repeated passes when the storm is underway and we still have freezing rain or sleet, all of that kind of kept coming back in waves. We would have to go back to the interstate, back to roads like Route 3, Route 1, and kind of keep treating them. So really today, everything has kind of come to an end here this morning. And so we are now able to really put all of our resources and efforts really into those subdivisions, which is kind of our last step in the process.
Looking ahead now, I would guess that with the temperatures, and especially the overnight temperatures going down so low, it's going to be black ice again.
We do expect, unfortunately, even though, you know, we do think things are going to be improving throughout the day, temperatures are going to plummet tonight. They're going to drop really, really quickly once the sun goes down. And so we are going to have crews remaining on duty tonight, treating for icing again. We do think things could be very slippery tonight. Anything that's wet is going to refreeze overnight, so we do ask people, again, we know it's so hard, but late tonight, early tomorrow, things are going to be quite icy again. So we will be treating, we have treated, but it still is possible to hit that slick spot. So we do ask people, delay travel if you can, early tomorrow, late tonight, but if you do have to get out, you know, please do really give yourself plenty of travel time so you're not rushed, slow down, always buckle up and just give yourself a lot of following distance between your car and the car in front of you.